May the force be with you.
It's all part of the plan.
The White Wizard approaches.
Alright, everyone, welcome to another episode of Swords, Suits, and Sabers, Every Nerd's Podcast.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Jared.
Today's episode's going to be about Super Bowl ads.
Yes, as we all know, the game is tomorrow, and for us nerds, that means movie trailers. Because, you know, none of us really want to actually watch the game. We know how it's going to happen.
Tom Brady's going to win.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah. My money's still on the Rams.
I hope they win.
Anything to beat the Patriots.
Yes. And Tom Brady's flattening the footballs.
Yes. We don't need another deflate gate. But anyways, movie trailers and just Super Bowl ads in general, because that's why we all watch.
It's mainly the only reason.
Yeah. So what are your predictions for the Super Bowl ads?
We're going to see an Aladdin trailer, Lion King, Dumbo, Captain Marvel, probably another Shazam, maybe, but nothing Star Wars.
I agree with you on that. I don't think there's going to be anything Star Wars related on this one.
Unless they can Disney, release that. Unless Disney's hiding it, and they're just going to drop it during the Super Bowl and not tell us.
I could see him doing something like that. But at the same time, Star Wars is a big enough of an achievement to where they could release it whenever they really wanted to.
Yeah, they could.
We'd all be happy. Heck, everybody would be happy with just, you know, little screen that pops up just says Star Wars Episode 9 and then actually give the title of the movie. And we would all lose our minds.
Yeah, we would, because we'd start going into speculation mode.
Yep. That's when the real fan theories start to come.
Yep.
But I do believe we will get another Avengers Endgame trailer. Hopefully this one revealing a little bit more.
Yeah, but not too much.
True. Well, from what I've seen, they're not going to release anything over the first 20 minutes of the movie.
Nice.
Which, yeah, would actually be great, because then we'd be like this one. We wouldn't really know exactly what was going to happen.
Yeah.
Like Infinity War, nobody expected them to actually lose at the end. I know I didn't, at least.
I kind of figured it had to happen, but the way they did it with Spider-Man freaking out, it kind of hit.
Yeah. But another Captain Marvel trailer I could see as well, which I actually just seen a little bit ago. They released a new clip from the movie.
Oh, sweet. I haven't looked at that yet.
Yeah, Brie Larson just kind of left it on her Twitter feed.
That's the way to do it.
Yep. It looked like it was going to be a very interesting movie.
Hopefully we get to see some nice horror trailers like Part 2 or Pet Sematary.
I would really love to see an update on the Pet Sematary one. Or, hey, I can't say. I would like to see an It Chapter 2 as well.
Yeah, that'll be nice if they do that. I don't think we've really got any trailers on TV for It or Pet Sematary.
I don't think they released one for Pet Sematary yet. On TV, at least. Let's see. I will say my prediction this year, they're going to have plenty of Pepsi ads.
We'll probably get
Budweiser ads.
Yeah, bombarded by those.
Oh, yeah.
Drink Pepsi, drink Budweiser.
But what if I'm more of a Chardonnay kind of person? Chardonnay. Why did I say Chardonnay?
I'm a craft beer kind of guy. Give me a nice dark porter beer or a lager sometimes. And I'm happy.
Yeah. Porter's not too bad every once in a while, depending on the porter.
Maybe we'll see Genie in all blue instead of human form.
God, I hope so. Like you said, Will Smith's got some pretty big shoes to fill.
Yes. I hope he pulls it off. I don't.
My real big hope, they don't mess up Iago. Iago is the wisecracking bird, and they gotta have a wisecracking bird. But they probably won't even make the bird talk, knowing them.
Yeah. It'll be too realistic. They gotta have no talking bird. I heard from a buddy at work. He said that they're gonna put out a Ghostbusters 3 ad, but I don't see it them doing that just yet.
Yeah, I feel like it's still too far out for them to release one of that.
But he said it might. He's hoping that it doesn't go on the ways of the Crocodile Dundee ad that they did.
Where they incorporated with something else.
Yeah, where it was just like, oh, come to Australia. And they made that whole ad with, what's his name?
Danny McBride and Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah. I couldn't think of his name. All I kept thinking of was Chad. For you guys listening, Chad, our friend, looks like Danny.
Yeah.
It's kind of creepy.
It is. A little bit skinnier in the face, but just dead on. Personality, the whole works, just screams Danny McBride.
We keep trying to get him to dress up for Halloween, but he doesn't want to do it.
See, and he'd have a number of things to choose from. He could do the Eastbound and Down character. We gotta stop. That's not nice.
But yeah, I don't see them putting a trailer out just yet.
No, it would be nice. I'm really hoping that with this, all these Disney spots, even if we don't get a Star Wars Episode 9 trailer, they release more footage from the Clone Wars series. The final season.
Yeah.
I'm so looking forward to that. I thought the way that Netflix did the Lost Seasons was great. But after reading some of the literature, I know that they left out a huge battle just before the senator got, or Supreme Chancellor, sorry, got kidnapped. And, you know, they never really went into detail on that in the series. So for them to go back and touch base on it, it's going to be really nice to see.
We might see a Mandalorian trailer, maybe. I don't know how far along in production that is. All I want to see is Nick Nolte in Mandalorian armor running around, yelling and screaming.
I could see.
I know they quit Boba Fett movie for The Mandalorian.
Kind of talk about that.
I want a Boba Fett movie, damn it.
I know, right? And I mean, with what they just did with the Han Solo movie, they could easily somehow still incorporate that side of what was going on during the Galactic Civil War.
Yeah. They
really better tie that in. But there can only be one Mandalorian at a time. Apparently.
It's like Highlander. There can be only one. I don't know. Once Disney Plus drops, if they say like a certain price, I might get it as a trial to see what they have. Because I don't know if they're going to do Daredevil, Punisher, Luke Cage, Jessica Jones. I don't know. I haven't heard anything about it, though, which kind of sucks.
I don't think they will. Those shows were too graphic for Disney audiences.
No, they weren't. They were just fine. Disney has people dying off all the time in their movies.
Yeah, but they don't have the blood splatter.
No, they just like hint at it, like in Tarzan when Clayton falls in the vines. You see the lightning flash and you see him swinging as a shadow. Disney's dark, but they don't show anything. They'll just hint at it.
Yeah.
They don't want to show it.
Subliminal messages.
To little kids.
Just in the background. You know this is happening, but we're not going to like fully subject you to it. We're not animals.
Yeah. We're going to get so much hate for that.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, well.
With that being said, Disney listeners, I am all for Disney, okay? I live in Florida, so I am all for Disney. That being said, since we're doing all these plugs and stuff, I will gladly take a free year subscription to Disney Plus when it starts to continue reviewing and theorizing your shows.
Yes, please. Give us a free subscription. We will plug your stuff. If it's good anyways.
Yeah. You don't have to pay us. Just a free year subscription. That'll be fine. But, yeah.
I really haven't saw a bunch of anything really other than Disney Plus doing another Star Wars show, live action with, now I gotta pull it up again. In between Rogue One.
The Cassian Andor series.
Yeah.
That one ought to be interesting.
Yep. It should be. See what happens in that.
See how he comes across the foul mouth K2SO.
Because they did a good job with Solo. I can see him doing good job with other like prequel in between.
Yeah, as long as they keep it along with, I don't know. Don't go too far-fetched with it, or too out of the way with it. Kind of keep them all sort of within range. I mean, it'd have to show him obviously working with. Yeah. What is that? Yeah, Rebel Intelligence Forces. I can't think of what his name was.
The Mandalorian for Disney Plus, this live action series, which is set after the fall of the Empire and before the emergence of the First Order, is in current production with a lineup of directors that include Deborah Chow, Marvel's Jessica Jones, Rick from Dope, Dave Filoni, Star Wars The Clone Wars, Star Wars Rebels. Cool. Okay, so they got a good lineup for directors for the Mandalorian.
Yeah.
So that'll be good. Well, they're doing a Marvel Cinematic Universe fan favorite character, Iger. Today confirmed that Marvel Studios is developing a series based on Loki. And it's going to star Tom. Cool.
Interesting.
Dang.
So it seemed they were in talks of making one. I also seen that they were in talks of making a Black Widow. Was it a TV show? Can't remember if they're going to do a Black Widow TV show or a movie.
That would be cool. We might see more Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Maybe.
Or we might. I don't know that. We might just see that trailer again.
As I was gonna say, they might air that one again on TV, but
yeah, I don't.
At the same time, maybe not because it's CBS.
So yeah,
ABC is probably not gonna have a CBS ad on there.
No, probably not.
It's just too many letter combinations.
Too many alphabet.
Next thing, yeah. Next thing you know, NBC is going to get thrown in there. AT&T, TBS, all of them, then we're going to get lost.
We're going to get lost in the alphabet.
It's like, I can't remember which one this one was premiering on. Was it on this channel? Yeah. Ah, we'll just watch it on Netflix. Yeah, I mean I think that pretty much covers everything.
Yeah,
I don't see anything else. Well, maybe I don't see a Shazam trailer, but I could see them maybe releasing another teaser for Birds of Prey.
I don't know though. It seems early on. I think that was just test footage that they did, kind of. But it looks like it's all just test footage. Like they were just taking pictures. I don't know.
Maybe that was the first day of production.
Yeah,
and they were just taking photos for everything.
I haven't heard anything.
I did not realize the one guy was Victor Zsasz.
Oh yeah, I was gonna tell you
because
that
he has hair.
Yeah,
because he has hair.
And I can't see any scars on him yet, so. Maybe
could
this
early
is
on.
The pre-creepy Victor Zsasz before he goes to Arkham.
Yeah.
I don't know, though. I just wish they would have did Suicide Squad a little better.
There's still a bit of a chance to redeem it if they do a sequel.
I've just looked and read that Ben Affleck's not going to be coming back as Batman in the Batman movie. Yeah.
Can they make up their mind on Batman? Can we just have one Batman for like a 5 to 7 year contract?
No. It's almost like they're DC's shooting themselves in the foot with that.
But on the plus side, I did see the new Batman movie is going to be focusing more on his detective work rather than just his physical attributes.
Okay.
Which is good, because, I mean, Batman was originally the world's greatest detective, so...
Yeah.
Be nice to see him go back to his forensic roots.
Yeah, that will be nice. I'm hoping that they do Batman Beyond later on and have Keaton come back.
That would be interesting.
Dude, I would pay to go see that.
Scoop him up before the age does. We got lucky with James Earl Jones and The Lion King. Okay, we can't push it that close this time around.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that pretty much wraps up this episode.
Yeah, I believe we covered everything.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. All right. To any of our maybe 5 viewers that we have so far, please leave in the comments what your thoughts or predictions are for the Super Bowl ads. We'll probably be back later this week to give you the actual full analysis of what we saw. And yeah. Keep you guys informed as always.
This is Swords, Suits, and Sabers signing off.
May the Force be with y'all.
They are coming.